Hello everybody and welcome to today's sermon, which is on the 25th Sunday of the year in ordinary time. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Dola in Zambia, welcoming you to this program today. The theme is the abundance of God in His justice, which is quite different from human justice. Today we have the story of the labourers in the vineyard, the ones who began the day working and agreed to a wage. We're jealous of the ones who came late without any contract, and yet they got the same amount of pay as those did who came first. From an earthly point of justice, the first people who entered a contract with the vineyard owner are right, and it seems unfair, but they did get what they bargained for. They were given justice. This parable contains truth which goes to the very heart of the Christian religion. There is nothing more tragic in this world than a person who is unemployed, a person whose talents are rusting in idleness because there is nothing for them to do. In that marketplace, people stood waiting because no one had hired them. In his compassion, the master, the owner of the vineyard, gave them work to do. He could not bear to see them idle. Further, in strict justice, the fewer hours a man worked, the less pay he should have received. But the master well knew that the meagre sum that was to be given to those people was no great wage at all. He well knew that if a workman went home with less than that much, there would be a worried wife and hungry children, and therefore he went beyond justice and gave them more than was their due. As it has been put, this parable states implicitly two great truths, which are the very charter of the working person: the right for everyone to work, and the right for everyone to a living wage for their work. Here also is the generosity of God. We are entering here the reason why Jesus came in the first place, and that was to show us the abundance of God. God is generous and compassionate. He gives us more than we deserve. And we have no right to look at others who seem to be getting the same thing or even more than we are. We really have no right to question the wisdom of God. He knows what is best for everyone. Leave him with his choices. One thing sure is, he will never let us down or abandon us. Many of us who complain about justice forget what privileges we have compared to the greater population of the world. We have heard of the inequalities of the world, how one huge section are continuously trapped in poverty and with no more chance of ever having development in their lives. A child born in many parts of the world will never see the riches and advantages that a child born in a more privileged part of the world. Sometimes we forget, where do we place ourselves in that parable? Are we the ones who came late and who are poor? Or are we the ones who have a lot and we are the ones with our jobs? And then we look down on those who seem to get a little more but are still in poverty. And this disproportion is afforded by God to the less privileged, and that the privileged are complaining that the poorer ones are getting the same as they are. This is not to be in the kingdom of God. God is lavish in his giving and justice, and he always errs on the side of generosity rather than meanness. It's like the parent with his children who gives love as required to the most needy child, and it may seem that he is favoring that needy child, when in fact all should agree in the family that this is the father being over generous with his time and love, while the others are in less need because of their talents and their abilities, which is a more liberating thing anyway. We know we are able to do as we should and have the wherewithal to do so, and while standing on our own two feet, this is freedom. Why should we be jealous then of the other more needy child who hasn't the same advantages and gifts? Sometimes a person dies full of years and full of honor, with his day's work ended and his task completed. Sometimes a young person dies almost before the doors of life and achievement have opened at all. From God they will both receive the same welcome, for both Jesus Christ is waiting, and for neither, in the divine sense, has life ended too soon or too late. All people, no matter when they come, are equally precious to God. As it has been said, all service ranks the same with God. God does not look on the amount of our service, so long as it was all we have to give. All service ranks the same with God. All God gives is of grace. We cannot earn what God gives us. We cannot deserve it. What God gives us is given out of the goodness of his heart. What God gives us is not pay, but a gift. Not a reward, but a grace. It is the paradox of the Christian life that the one who aims at reward loses it, and the one who forgets reward finds it. That is why the first will be last and the last first. The poorest of the poor of this world deserve to get an overabundance of God's love. And why would we complain if they do? And in fact, in many ways they do, more than we think. They are blessed with happiness and joy, even with the limitations of any earthly pleasures and comforts that we can experience in this life. Based on generosity and goodness and kindness of a loving God for everyone. His justice goes way beyond the limits of our human and earthly justice, on the right, positive, noble side of the justice line. May God bless you and help you to have a beautiful Sunday. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you a peaceful and holy week ahead.